After faltering early during the pandemic, population growth in Canada's large urban markets regained their mojo as immigration returned with a vengeance. On a July-to-July basis, Canada's population grew 1.8% or 703,000 people, with BC up an even more impressive 2.2%. The recent release of sub-provincial data showed large metro markets driving the gains. Census metropolitan areas, CMAs, which have populations of 100,000 or more people, grew 2.1% compared to a meager 0.5% in 2021 and 1.3% in 2020. This was led by Moncton, 5.4%, and Halifax, 4.5%. BC's CMAs compared favorably. Vancouver's population jumped by 2.8% after a 0.8% gain the prior year. This was a near 78,000-person increase and the strongest rate of growth since at least 2000. Kelowna's population also expanded at a breakneck pace amidst large inflows of interprovincial migrants and a rebound in international flows. Population growth accelerated from 2.4% in 2021 to 2.8% in 2022. Abbotsford Mission grew 1.5% while Victoria grew 2.2%. BC's smaller urban areas, which outperformed early in the pandemic due to the exodus from larger cities driven by a desire for space and remote work options, continued to expand. The strongest population growth among all metro and small urban markets was recorded in Squamish, which grew 3.8% or nearly 1,000 people. Proximity to Metro Vancouver, recreational demand and growth in amenities is driving people to the area. Areas seeing fast growth also included Chilliwack, 2.2%, Vernon, 1.9%, and Kamloops, 1.9%, which have relatively affordable housing alternatives in proximity to the metro regions. Growth remained weaker in northern markets, including Quesnel, -0.5%, Fort St. John, -0.2%, and Prince George, 0.3%. Broadly, communities across BC have experienced strong growth in population following the early shocks of the pandemic. Large urban markets specifically are experiencing swelling growth due to immigration, a trend that extended into the second half of 2022. Strong population growth will continue to support demand for consumer goods and services as well as housing in the coming years, while also providing some relief for the tight labor market as these individuals look for jobs. Total BC dollar volume building permits fell by 12.6% in November, below the 12-month trend and marking a fourth straight monthly decline. The value of non-residential permits declined 23.2% in November, while residential permit volumes were 8.6% lower. The largest decrease in non-residential permit volumes was in commercial permits, which were 33.9% lower than the previous month, falling to $263 million from $399 million, the lowest volume seen since February 2022. Industrial dollar volume permits were down 6.9% in November over the previous month and 25% below the trailing 12-month average. Institutional and government permits were essentially flat, up only 0.8% in November over the previous month. Total permit volumes in the BC metropolitan areas were down 13.7%. Metro Vancouver saw a 19.8% decrease to $1.2 billion, Kelowna saw a 51.5% increase to $139 million, and Abbotsford Mission saw a 23.4% decrease to $45.9 million, in line with Victoria's 22.2% decrease, dropping to $124 million. Brian Yu is Deputy Chief Economist at Central One Credit Union.